I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cameroon's largely been a peaceful nation, but political tensions have been simmering just below the surface for decades between French-speaking state forces and English-speaking separatists in the western part of the country. Now that tension's boiled over into all-out violence. Over 180,000 people have been displaced or fled. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says their Bible translation partners have lost homes and loved ones in this surge of violence, and the Bible translation projects have come to a dead stop.
This is the time for us to stand with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ in Cameroon.
Pray comfort today for the Cameroonian Bible translators. Next, Christian women in Pakistan struggle to mature spiritually for two major reasons. One, because of low literacy rates, and two, because of social taboos preventing pastors from discipling women. But an FMI partner is changing this. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Pastor Harris started a literacy training program using the Bible as the curriculum, and then also a sewing center that we were able to provide sewing machines and bolts of fabric for.
Pray for the women in this center to grow in their skill and their relationships with God. And the accessibility of Bibles in China can be limited, but Bibles for China is coming alongside the local church to make sure that believers have God's Word. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
Our contention is, if we all have a passion for the Bible, and we're reading God's Word, and we understand as we read God's Word, it's happening right now. That passion, we want to make sure those people goes with us to China, has that passion. And secondly, that they have a heart for China.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.